Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Hello, America.
Is that your new nickname for me?
Yes.
Is it because I look so much like America Ferrera?
No, it's because I can't pronounce Amerigo as in Amerigo Vespucci.
Oh, okay.
I'm biased against the Italians.
Hey, I get it, man.
Oh, those Italians!
Oh!
Oh, too much olive oil and garlic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. Such a simple way to make something delicious. It's too simple!
At least make a mirepoix.
Tcha. Fuh. Cha. I bet they don't even know how.
Yeah, they probably
They're too busy dumping olive oil and garlic on stuff, throwing it in the oven, bringing it out. It's delicious. They've got so much more time in their day to be hot-blooded.
You know, in some states, they make chili with meat.
Mm-hmm.
In some states, they make chili with just beans.
Yes.
In Italy, they don't even know how to make chili at all, those fuckers.
Gosh.
They're too busy putting slices of garlic in their olive oil.
Hey, maybe this is a little harsh. But you know what? I'm tired of being PC.
I am so tired of the PC police!
Hey, Italy, I hope that fucking tower falls over.
Yeah.
I hope it finally fucking falls over.
Somebody said it! What we were all thinking!
Yeah! Sorry, no filter here. I'm off the rails. I'm on a rant. I hope the Leaning Tower falls all the way over.
I hope one of those
crushes your Prime Minister Mario.
Oh, bad news, Jordan. Hard right movement has won the government in Italy since you last checked who the Prime Minister is. Now it's Wario.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
he's very anti-immigrant.
That's their Brexit is when they elected Wario.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the deal with that.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a Trump-Pence situation, is Wario is the figurehead, but Waluigi's running everything, pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Is there Wa Princess?
I don't think so.
Wa Toadhead?
I'm medium up on all of this stuff. I think the only Wa's are Wario and Waluigi.
Is there Wa Dinosaur Man? He's a bad guy.
Wa Yoshi? Oh, there's Boshi. Is evil Yoshi.
Boshi is evil Yoshi.
He's either evil Yoshi or cool Yoshi.
No,
he has sunglasses.
I'm talking about the turtle dinosaur that has the spikes on him.
Oh, it's King Koopa.
Yeah.
No, he's evil. So if there was a good...
Well, that's what I was saying. If there's a good King Koopa, would that be Wa Koopa?
Oh, boy.
So does it mean, is it a prefix meaning evil? Or is it a prefix meaning reverse, backwards?
I do think... The prefix Wa means something. I think that is a Japanese naming convention.
Really?
Yeah. Can we get you on this to figure out the etymology of Mario? And can we get some Entomans in here too? Etymology?
The crumb ones.
What
are the
am
best.
I saying?
One of them is the study of ants.
One of them is the study of ants, and one of them is what Wario means. I want to know that one.
While Brian's looking that up, I would like to make a quick announcement.
Sure.
And just get it out of the way at the top of the show. Some of you guys who are listening might already know about this because you might listen to my wife's podcast, mm-hmm. One Bad Mother, or maybe you saw it on social media or something like that.
But should we intro our guest?
Yeah, sure. Our guest this week, a stand-up comic, a writer for International Waters, celebutante.
Mm-hmm.
I'll as well. Riley Silverman. Hi, Riley.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for being here on this very special day, the day when we find out whether the prefix Wa means it's opposite day or it's evil.
I was thinking because King Koopa's first name is Bowser, and he's known as like Bowser Koopa, so that means if there's a Wa, would it be Wowser? Which I'd be kind of a fan of.
Oh, that would be pretty good. Wowser sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah.
I'd play that in Mario Kart.
Hey, Nintendo, you sold me on the Switch. If there's a game starring Wowser, good Bowser.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Otherwise, I'm not buying.
Okay, here's the quick thing that I wanted to get out of the way at the top of the show. I promise that unlike most things that I need to say at the top of the show, this one's not sad. But, you know, I talk sometimes occasionally about my kids on the show. my beautiful children, and my older kid, who I've talked about many times on the show with the long saga of the eyes and nose light, of course.
A lot of fun memories.
A lot of fun memories. Anyway, so I've always talked about him as him and as Simon. But it turns out that she is gender nonconforming. And so her name is Grace. And she is a girl, and her pronouns are she's. Mm-hmm. It's something that, like, came up sort of incidentally, periodically in our lives ever since she's been able to, like, talk to us. But in the past few months became a lot clearer and more emphatic. And so we just decided to go for it. And our families have been really great. All her friends have been really great about it. The school's been really great about it. The teacher's been really great about it. So we don't know. I mean, like, she's five. We don't know if it's, like, a permanent thing, if it's, a transitory thing, if she'll grow up to be gender fluid, or she'll grow up to be The Rock, or she'll grow up to be a girl or a woman. But this is what she is right now, and we're all for it, and it's she's really happy about it. So, and we're happy about it too. So
that's great. I think that's great that she has cool parents and a cool community around her, because I think that is perhaps a lot harder if you have different parents in a different community.
I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you can stab in the dark. I'm going to say,
where are you getting this information?
Well, a friend of mine told me that it was tough for her. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
Was your friend Ryan Silverman?
Yeah. No, that's not. No, yeah, exactly. Asshole. Yeah. I actually realized I think I was going by Ryan when I called into you guys years ago, and then I was on your show last year as Rye, and now I've been on your show and all three inter, and then I'm gonna be on next time as Wah Riley. And I will actually be back to being a man again.
Oh boy.
And
but an evil man.
But yeah, I mean, I can tell you, like, I literally today, when you and Teresa both shared photos of her and talked about it with your, like, friends only Facebook pages or whatever, I, like, cried a little bit at my desk, because every time, and I told you this a little bit too in the emails, we were talking about having me on the show and why, and, like, I've been in a real bad place since November 8th. Something happened, and I've been in a real bad place and have had a lot of lack of hope.
You finally saw Suicide Squad, and it wasn't
that
good.
I did, yeah. I saw it on a plane. I was like, I got
it. It seemed like it was going to be good from the
trailer. It seemed like it was going to be good. I love Harley Quinn.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, I've had a hard time having any sort of hope, but, like, when you were talking to me about Grace and, like, talking about not only what she's been going through, but also, like, your response to it, and then also, like, the little bit of community you found for her, and, like, the fact that you've, like, found other gender nonconforming kids to, like socialize her with, so she can see people that are like her. Like, it was the first time, like, hey, maybe things will end up being okay in the long run. Like, maybe there is some hope, and there's something worth fighting for, and, like, maybe I shouldn't just shut down. So it was a wonderful thing to hear about. And, yeah, I think having supportive parents and community and stuff is really important. And I think it may be even one of the most important things for someone going through what she's going through at the age she is, especially.
Yeah, I was definitely, personally, I was really grateful that, like, you know, like she goes to elementary school in a regular neighborhood school in the LAUSD. You know what I mean? Like, just a totally normal, regular school. And there's this, like, app where you send a message out to all the parents or to the classroom. And Teresa was like, well, if we're going to send her to school as Grace, which name, by the way, is a very nice name that she picked herself.
That's awesome.
We have literally, like, not a 24-hour period has passed where we have not expressed vocally to each other our gratitude that she did not pick Elsa, Anna, or one of the other.
Harley Quinn.
It's funny because exactly. I actually named a character Grace in a script that I'm writing, and she's a trans character.
Oh, nice.
Because I actually named her after a Ben Folds song, because he wrote two songs, one to his son and one to his daughter. And so we actually named the first, like, the her boy name was his son's name, and the girl name was Grace because of that. So it's actually really...
I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure that she named herself after my childhood favorite baseball player, Chicago Cubs first baseman Mark Grace.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be it.
Because that's the bedtime story you tell her every night.
Well, she was just proud of him for boning down with that hot pilot chick from Northern Exposure.
Sure.
But anyway, so like we sent out a message to all the parents from the school and like – or all the parents from her class, I should say. And like not only was the teacher wonderful about it, and she's just like the normalest public school kindergarten teacher, just like a nice lady – the principal was really great about it and was like, oh, you know, we'll get some extra training for the staff and the school and stuff. And we've done a little bit before. And
cool.
Like, so everybody, but like literally like we probably got a dozen notes from teachers or from other kids' parents saying like, oh, cool, this is great. Like, oh, great, thanks. Like I've been meaning to talk to my kid about this and this is a good excuse to do it. Or like just nice notes like that that were like not that big of a deal type notes.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm really grateful that like that we are lucky enough, Teresa and I and Grace too, to like live in a world where we can expect that like we can talk to our parents about it. Our parents are totally fine with it. You know, we can talk to our aunts and uncles and our cousins and our friends and all that kind of stuff. Like no, it is as far as I know, if anybody's been bothered by it in our regular lives, nobody said anything. So I feel very, very lucky. And like, I recognize that that remains an unusual and lucky thing, but I certainly am very grateful for it. Like it's totally just been like, oh yeah, like she gets to go to school and just like be a little more comfortable because she's doing her thing. More than anything else. So, like, anyway, I didn't want to make a big production out of it. The main reason I wanted to mention it was because, like, basically she started going to school and telling everybody her name was Grace and everything about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And since then, on this show, I have either skipped over stories about something she did or tried to, like, get involved in a complicated thing about my kid.
Yeah.
Just because, like, we didn't want to say something right away because we're like, well, we don't want to, like, go come out and say a bunch of stuff. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she's like, I'm Batgirl now.
Yeah. Well, she'll keep that from you. That's something you'll have to find out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Gordon never found out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's the commissioner.
That's a good point.
Should have known better, actually.
Yeah.
She actually initially tried, I don't know if Teresa's, I don't know if I'm even allowed to share this story, but she initially told Teresa that her name was Grease.
Oh, sure.
And then Teresa was like, do you mean Grace? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I like that was the one time she actually got some pushback. Like, how about that? Yeah. Like, you can be whoever
you want.
We
are very supportive, but you have to pick a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the movie musical.
Yeah.
We all love to sing along to.
Actually, Grease 2.
Grease 2.
Her middle
name
is going to be 2. So.
Yeah. A lot of camping.
So that's going on at my house. I also purchased my first new couch. So that's like the two big things that are happening for me right now.
Actually, your couch wanted me to let you know it's actually a
love seat. Oh, jeez. It's a divan.
It was born a love seat.
Yeah. You know, it's like never had the ability to vocalize it to you. But I feel like I'm the only one allowed to make that joke.
Mom, Dad, I know you know me as a couch, but I fold out into a bed. And I just, I hope you love me.
It's okay now. I have a lot of peers that are, furniture is a spectrum.
Sure.
My friend Murphy.
I guess
should I go now? I feel like that was my
boy. Yeah. If it gets better than that, we're lucky.
Yeah,
it might.
Yeah. Anyway, to summarize, basically wanted to be able to say something about something, a funny thing my kid said, and call her by the name she's going by.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, well, I can't say Simon because then I'm like invalidating it, but I can't say Grace because like we're not 100% that's like going to be the going thing in 2 weeks. So we're like, let's give it a couple months and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. I guess
I think it's smart.
To both of you, if there is a parent or someone out there dealing with this, is there a thing to read or a place to go? I guess I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, I can recommend a couple things. For one thing, Teresa on her show One Bad Mother talked about our experience a little bit on this week's episode. And then she also talked to a woman from an organization called Gender Spectrum who do... they do all kinds of work around you know, people's gender situations, but they do school trainings and corporate trainings and all this different kind of stuff. She also wrote a book, the name of which I don't have in front of me, but I'll look it up, that I read that was really helpful. I mean, it's like definitely like it's definitely geared towards like covering all the bases of you know, from like my kid will never be transgender. Mm-hmm. So there were like little parts that I skipped, like do you hate transgender people? I don't have to read that part.
But do you?
I do.
Should I?
Well, Riley, I wouldn't so much say that I hate transgendered people as, like, I try not to make blanket statements like that. So I'll just say I hate Riley.
That's fair. Oh, that's totally fair. That's totally fair. I've gotten many emails from you that tell me that. So
yeah. So Gender Spectrum is a great resource.
I just get LinkedIn requests from him.
Yeah.
Which I see also as aggressive.
That's what I thought he meant by that. I thought no one sends unless you hate someone. So.
Yeah, I mean, the advice in those things, and I would, if you have a kid, if you have a kid who identifies as, you know, any kind of mix of non-conformative gender identities, I'd encourage you to, you know, do some homework. But mm-hmm. like the general thing that the book said, and that all the other research that I've said is, and it's also something that transgendered friends of ours have said, including Riley.
Yeah.
Is basically, you know, especially when they're that age, identities are far from fixed. You know, their identities generally don't get fixed until, you know, the teenage years. So, which is why you're so obsessed with your identity in your teenage years. And so, like, the main thing to do is just support the way they feel about themselves. Make sure they know that their parents love them and support who they are. And, you know, just be open to it being what it is, you know, both as whether it's static or mutable or whatever, like whether it changes or not, you just love your kids. So that's our plan. Yeah. So there you go. And it's weird. I mean, like from like my own personal experience as somebody who has, you know, I've been around transgendered people my whole life. So I'm like lucky in that sense. But, you know, even for me, like, it's super weird. Like, I totally identified with those people. Like, I viscerally understand now those people who say, like, I like gays, but I never thought my kid was one. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, you go through, like, it's very weird to have the identity of your child change in your mind because it's so, you know, it's so fixed in your mind. And you think you kind of control it, I think. And then you get weird feelings going both directions. Like anytime you feel like, God, I wish this wasn't the case, whether it's because you're worried for your kid or whatever, because it's still a very tough thing to be in the world. Then you're like, oh, I wish I shouldn't be worried about. I shouldn't be against this. I should be for this. This is my kid. I love my kid. And you're like, but it's because I love him. You know, it's a weird thing, but I'm more comfortable with it than I was months ago. And like the main thing that has changed is nothing. Like the main thing about it is she is like exactly the same kid she was before. Like that is vividly clear. Like she's exactly the same kid. She's just like happier when she's getting dressed or talking about what gender she is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, and the kids don't give a shit. The kids at school do not give a shit. They were on to calling her Grace on day two.
Well, kids never care. For kids, the only time a kid has a problem with it is they've already been in an environment where someone has taught them or something wrong with it.
Right.
But you got to remember, like, kids all watch movies where people become Batgirl or people become, like, you know, superheroes or whatever. So the idea of, like, oh, someone could change their gender is like, oh, great. That's all? That's all they can do? Like, that's not that impressive of a power. Like,
call me when you're the Human Torch.
I do think the thing you just said, though, yeah, exactly. The thing that you just said about how she's exactly the same kid, I think is a really important thing because that was one of the things when I was younger that kept me from coming out and transitioning, was because when I was growing up, there was not a lot of great information out there, even if you were trans, to find out, like, or gender nonconforming. I don't want to, you know, put her in a box. But my experience, I was trans. But
can you just keep the transphobic stuff to a minute?
I will. I will try to keep it down. You know how much I want to put it out.
I don't want to lecture you here, but this is a safe space.
Should I put the sign out in the hallway?
Yeah, please do.
That's fair. You're right.
Sorry, I started the show by being un-PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I really hate Italian trans people the most.
Sure. Oh, he's putting garlic and olive oil!
She is putting garlic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm sorry.
So the one of the things that drove me crazy when I was younger, and then I didn't want to identify as trans, was there was this really awful sentiment that if you were a trans woman, you were this really, really hyper feminine person. Like, it was like, because it was all based in like this like fanfic kind of stuff and this like deals. And like, I'm like, well, I am not June Cleaver. Like, I am not a 1950s housewife and I never want to be that. And so I guess I'm not transgender because of that. And it wasn't until I was like much older that I'm like, wait a minute, I know a lot of women who act exactly like I do. And so, and are like, are into the nerdy stuff that I'm into and are still women and it's fine. And like, it took that for me to go, oh, I can just be me and live as a woman. And like, I can just do that. And like, that's a thing that I think is so much more like told to younger gender nonconforming or trans kids now is like, hey, you just be you and yeah, dress how you want to dress and we love you. Like, and I think that's really important.
Yeah. I mean, like, that is like really like, one of the things is that I had in my head is like, oh, this is such a big deal. Like, it's such a big deal. Like, because, you know, in many ways it is a big deal. I mean, you know, certainly transgendered people are wildly disproportionately the victims of hate crimes and so on and so forth. And certainly there's many, many intolerant people. I mean, we have a very close friend of Teresa's from college, who's a trans man, and she works in the federal government in Virginia, and like there's a law pending, there's a law in the legislature in Virginia right now to prevent people from using bathrooms other than their birth sex in government buildings. And my friend is like, he's like, so where am I supposed to pee? Like, he's a man and also like presents as a man. He's like, am I supposed to just never pee and like work in government buildings? Like,
yeah.
I work for the government. So yeah, so there are like huge challenges, but like at the core of it, it wasn't like a grand transformation or like a new person or any of those things. So it wasn't a big deal in that sense. It's just like, oh, right. She's still the same child. She just has a different name and pronouns.
Yeah.
You know, and like wears a dress. You know, like the difference is minuscule in terms of her day-to-day life. Other than that, she's just more comfortable being around, more comfortable saying she's a girl, more comfortable being a girl, you know?
Well, I think that's one of the wonderful things about letting children decide, like, not decide, but be express who they are at such a younger age, because like, she is definitely going to have it way easier than someone like me ever would, because let's, like, you know, if it plays out in the long run and she does decide to live as Grace forever and she eventually does want to transition, like, if she gets on puberty blockers at a young age and then doesn't start transitioning until, even if she doesn't start transitioning until she's in her 20s, I know I've seen like younger trans people on like YouTube and stuff like that who like you would never know they were trans if they didn't publicly put it out there as a presentation thing. And so I think it's wonderful because if that's the biggest thing for me, that's like the big regret of my life is that I wasn't able to do it sooner so that I wouldn't have to deal with my body changing in a way that I didn't want it to. Like, that's the one thing in my life aside from myself getting assaulted at one point. Like the biggest struggle that I deal with in my day-to-day life is that my body doesn't and never will fully look like I see myself as. And that's like what they call gender dysphoria. Like, that's what manifests itself the most for me. Like, just yesterday morning, I was waiting for coffee and I had ordered an online order. And the woman's like, are you Daniel? And the fact that she thought that I was a Daniel, like, fucked up my whole morning. Like, it was like there was like an hour and a half of my day that I'm like, how could she think that I'm a dad? Look how I'm presenting and look how. And it's just like, that's the thing that like someone like Grace would probably never have to deal with if that ends up being her life, which is wonderful. And it's I'm like so excited for her and like every kid her age is going. It's just the best.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, exactly.
Back at it again with the wrong latte.
With the wrong latte. With the order for your office.
Yes.
You actually caught me at Max FunCon this year. You actually saw me, and I don't think you realized at the time, I was like working my way up into like a total breakdown because I had forgot to pack a razor and I'd gotten one from the hotel. And then there was all this like comedy of error things that kept me from getting back to my room to shave and get cleaned up to go up the hill for the stand-up show that I was doing. And like, finally, I finally got to the room, and the door to the building that I was staying in was like stuck, and I couldn't get in the building. And like, I finally got let in by somebody else. And then I think you saw me leaving, and I was wearing just like a hoodie and jeans. And I think you, knowing that I like to look very stylish, like, gave me some, like, you were teasing me, like, all right, you can do better than that. And I was like literally about to go, I can't do anything that I want to do.
Oh boy. And those complimentary razors are not the best.
No, it was, that's, oh no, and they made me pay $2 razor for it too.
You will. Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was like, it was just like that little bit of like, it was so funny because I'm like, the idea that I had to go up the hill and do a stand-up show with probably like such a small amount of stubble that nobody but me was aware it was happening, and I just needed to put a little bit of makeup on and I would have been fine, was in my head like the worst thing that could happen. Because like, I'm normally very good about mitigating my dysphoria, but once in a while, things would just add up a little bit and a little bit. And I remember like literally my hand was like shaking. And it was funny because the second I got on stage, I was fine, which is why you like
you killed up there.
Thank you. Yeah, you played the clip on Bullseye. Thank you. But up until that exact moment, that's why even my clip begins with me like explaining to the audience why I'm wearing pants, because it was cold out. But yeah. I was also like, I need to make sure they understand that my identity is real and this is who I am, but this is why I'm dressed this way. And it was like such a thing that like once in a while that will be in my head like really powerfully. And it's not normally, but
I also, there's one other thing I want to talk about. So that's out there. If you hear me talking about Grace, that's my 5-year-old who was once upon a time known as Simon. The other thing is last year, David from Brooklyn was kind enough to send us some comic books.
Now, he's actually our only listener in Brooklyn, right?
Yes, that's true.
He's the one.
Well, he's also our only listener who works in a comic book store.
Yeah, boy.
We also don't have any animator listeners or graphic designer listeners.
It's also your only David, actually.
Yeah.
but anyway, last year, David was kind enough to send us a bunch of comic books that were unwanted at his work.
Unsellable.
Let's be honest, unsaleable. David has sent us a new batch of comics, kindly. So I'm going to go ahead. I mean, you guys can kind of call them as I bring them out here.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, we have this Muppet Babies comic. The title of this one is You're Invited to the Great Dinosaur Party.
How does that not sell?
Baby Fozzie Bear is saying, ouch, I'm feeling a little dinosaur.
Ooh,
he
boy.
Fell on his butt.
I might have to fist fight you for this
one.
Yeah,
I was actually wondering if we get cutlery involved at some point.
Yeah, right.
Riley gets it.
Yay!
Have a bad style knife fight.
Do you want me to let you borrow it when I'm done reading
it? Beat it. Excuse me. Beat it.
Jordan...
No, that's all yours.
Jordan, you get this Fraggle Rock comic called The Magic Time Machine.
Okay, that could have dinosaurs in it also.
Do you want to trade for this for the babies?
Yes, I will trade knowing that it has dinosaurs as opposed to the possibility that it has dinosaurs.
I am a very big fan of Fraggle Rock.
Okay,
so
well, there you go.
I'm actually legitimately excited they have this in my hand.
I always like flipping through these kind of old comics and seeing like ads for Nintendo games I had.
Yeah.
That's like a small pleasure of the bargain bin.
I'm excited. The back has this cartoon show that I thought I was the only one that remembered ever existed, which is Silverhawks,
and
it was
Silverhawks.
Yeah, it was the space bird version of Thundercats. Yeah. Like, it was like, hey, what if instead of being like knights with cats, they'll be in space and they'll be birds?
Yeah,
I've
got the Popples on the back of mine. Popples.
I talked about it on Judge John Hodgman. I talked about a show called Brave Star, which was sort of like cowboy Star Wars.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, and like it's one of those ones that ran for 4 months, but just if you hit exactly the right demo, it's like if I had found a copy of that Genie movie that stars Sinbad.
Oh yeah.
The one that doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
I still
get
emails.
Or a copy of the Baron Stein Bears.
Yeah,
I still get emails about Brave Star.
I actually have a thought about that, but I want to tell you about something that I saw when I opened up my comic. It's an ad to join the Tang soccer team. Tang the powdered orange juice. And if you mail in this tag, you can get an action poster of Pele. And there's a picture of Pele doing a cool kick.
Finally.
I had a guy, I tweeted a thing about about a little bit of Mandela syndrome in the Shazam movie, and I was basically making fun of the fact that people will believe that we are two parallel universes that collided, but people won't believe that my gender is real. So I was in. And this guy responded to me, but you could tell he didn't actually read my tweet. He just saw that I was tweeting about Shazam. And I went to his timeline. He tweeted me that badly photoshopped cover of the Shazam that they, like, someone's like, oh, they uncovered it, but it's clearly not real. But I looked at his timeline and he had tweeted it. Everybody he could find that had made fun of the movie with this video case, as if he had found the smoking gun and he had it. It was like,
wow. Turok Dinosaur Hunter. And guys, before you weigh in on this, I want to let you know a little special info. This one's a foil cover.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
This is Turok Dinosaur number one.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know how Jordan feels about dinosaurs, so I'm going to let him have
that
one.
Yeah, if I can get an all-dino pile, that would be great. I mean, I definitely have not read the comic, but I definitely played a lot of the N64 multiplayer game Turok and, of course, Turok Rage Wars. Oh, shit! Oh, okay.
I have had a full-page, two-page ad for a series of Konami NES games.
What do we got? Russian Attack. Had it. Top Gun, unplayable. Castlevania, fucking classic. Goonies 2, also too hard to play.
It was fun, though. I love Goonies 2.
I think it's one of those.
But it's one of those ones that I liked watching my brother play, because I could not have played it. It was way too hard. Yeah.
That's a solid lineup.
Isn't there a DuckTales in there somewhere, too? Or I just see Rescue
Duck.
That's
a Capcom game.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. I'm sorry. Fucking serious. We're trying to do a podcast,
okay,
Riley.
I saw Rescue, Duck and thought it said Rescue Duck.
That's reasonable.
Riley, I'm going to give you these two classic ones. There's a Drawn and Quarterly one and a Fantagraphics one.
Oh, cool.
Dirty Plot and Real Stuff. those are classy ones.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jordan. Riley's classier
than you. I get it.
I guess, is probably for me. Geriatric Gangrene Jiu-Jitsu Gerbils.
Mm-hmm.
Seems probably
the beginning. The cover of Real Stuff has a couple like embracing in an amorous, like passional, whatever. And then the woman is saying, "This is thrilling, isn't it, Dennis?" And he's just like, "It sure is, Crystal." Like, that's the beginning of the story.
I'm wrapped. I need to know more.
Okay, I'm giving one of these to each of you. Jordan, you're getting Bleeding Heart comic.
Thank you.
Riley, you're getting The Silent Invasion. Now 32 pages, including Suburban Nightmares.
Yes.
First page of Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. Full page ad for Mega Man 5 on the NES. Help Mega Man turn Proto Man into spare parts. Spoiler alert, I think Proto Man turns out to be Dr. Wily in disguise.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I just fucking ruined the end of Mega Man 5.
Wow, Jordan, that was barely a real spoiler alert. You just kind of threw out a spoiler and ruined everyone's enjoyment of Mega Man 5.
Sorry if you haven't played that game from 1992. Guys, I said 1992. I looked at the date. That is fucking exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll die alone. My cat will eat my face.
Jordan, of course, you get Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Hell yeah. Pwah, pwah.
But the bad news for you
is another great video game.
That means Riley gets what the?
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's the Marvel Mag of Mirth and Mayhem.
I'll never finish.
I used to love these.
Those were really, they were like the joke issues they would put out once a year.
This is great.
I think I got a what the last year. They were very entertaining.
Riley, you get a copy of Completely Bad Boys.
Yeah.
That's because you're a very bad boy.
I'm very bad at being a boy.
Much better lady.
I'm literally the worst at being a boy.
And Jordan, you get what appears to be like a really sincere comic called Dinosaur Island.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
There's literally a character in this book named Fatty. That's his actual name on the cover of this.
And I am left with Nolan Ryan number one, the unauthorized biography.
Mm-hmm. That's all you. Yeah.
And I get this uncut sheet of 1991 classic basketball cards featuring draft picks Larry Johnson, famous, of course, for his famous grandmama,
mm-hmm.
Brian Williams, Dikembe Mutombo, true NBA legend.
Yeah.
And Warriors draft boondoggle Billy Owens.
I'm actually surprised. Is it because it's laminated that the Mutombo one does not actually worth any money? Is that why?
It's because no sports cards from 1991 are worth any money.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What a haul, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
Got some good
David
stuff.
David from Brooklyn. We'll be back in just a second.
Hey, try and get somebody else from Brooklyn to listen to our show.
Yeah,
by the way.
Please encourage. And could you put in a call to Portland, Oregon, and see if you can get
let them know about the show.
One person in Portland,
Oregon.
Let
them know about the show.
If we could just get one listener in Portland, one listener in Brooklyn, and one listener in Austin, Texas, it would be a true success.
It would really
help
us out.
What about Silver Lake, California, in the Los Angeles
area? Let's not shoot too high.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got Comedy Bang Bang.
That's fair.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hi, I'm comedian Emily Heller.
And I'm cartoonist Lisa Hannawalt.
And we're the hosts of Baby Geniuses.
Do you want to learn weird new facts?
Do you like hearing successful, creative women talk about their poop?
Do you want the scoop on Martha Stewart's pony?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, our show is for you.
We interview people like Paul F. Tompkins,
Kristen Shaw,
Michael Che,
and more. So check us out on Maximum Fun.
And let us mess up your brain.
Yes, please.
Baby Geniuses, we know everything. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Riley Silverman, transphobe.
This week's Jordan Jesse Go, of course, brought to you by everybody who goes to MaximumFun.org/donate and supports us. We also have another supporter this week, our friends at Squarespace. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, you've pronounced it perfectly.
See,
Squarespace.
Now, Brian has a pronouncer here, and it says Squarespace.
That's probably just for those Italians.
Oh,
which we're not nuts about with their olive oil and garlic. Hey, we're supported by Squarespace. It's a way to build a beautiful website with their award-winning designer templates.
You can build any kind of website, Jordan. You got a construction truck business? Yeah, build it in Squarespace.
Get it on Squarespace.
You got some pictures of Batgirl that my daughter drew? How'd you get into my house? Also, build that website on Squarespace.
They got 24/7 customer support. You get a unique domain experience that's fully transparent and simple to set up.
A unique domain experience?
Yeah.
Are you tired of copycat domain experiences?
Get a unique one!
Squarespace really does do a nice job.
They do a great job. Anybody can use a Squarespace. Creatives, business people, musicians, designers, artists, restaurants, and more.
Talking dinosaurs if they can use a computer.
Sure. Go to squarespace.com/JJGo.
Free trial, 10% off your first purchase.
God, what a deal.
Squarespace.com/JJGo. Hey, we are also sponsored this week by our friends at, now you're going to have to pronounce this for me, is it Blue Apron?
It's actually Blue Apron. I think Blue they sent you the
apron.
Frenchie copy.
That makes more sense.
What's the slogan we came up with for Blue Apron, despite them not asking us to?
I don't remember.
Let me at them cakes.
Yeah!
Blue Apron! Let me at them cakes.
Let me at them cakes.
Hey, Blue Apron is a great meal service that I actually cooked with this week.
Did you
and
enjoy
I
it?
Made some delicious stuff.
What'd
I actually
you make?
Had...
Huh? Cakes.
Didn't make any cakes.
Hot cakes?
Made a
Johnny
lovely
cakes?
Pasta dish, a lovely chicken dish, and a, was it a calzone? I think it was a calzone. It's folded over. It's filled with cheese. Is there another name for that? Stromboli!
Yeah.
Despite my distaste for Italians.
Yeah.
This Stromboli.
Was there olive oil and garlic in that?
There was.
I will
admit now that the Italians.
Sounds like you're self-loathing.
It might be, yeah. This could be an internal thing that I need to work out.
That sounds like a lot of value for less than $10 per person per meal.
Yeah, it's really fun. They send you all the ingredients. So nice to have fresh food when you come home.
And they give you 3 meals free with free shipping. I don't even know. How do these internet businesses still exist?
It's such a good deal if you go to blueapron.com/JJGo.
Blueapron.com/JJGo. You love how it tastes. It tastes good. It's a better way to cook.
And hey. Let me at them cakes.
Blue Apron. Hi. I'm, let's just say, John Hamm for Blue Apron.
Sure.
Go to blueapron.com/JJGo. Let me at them cakes.
Let us at all the cakes.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Podcasts.
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 They're audio programs that
tell smart stories
in innovative ways
using editing techniques like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Like this.
Yeah.
But let's face it.
All that smart stuff can be exhausting.
That's where Stop Podcasting Yourself comes in.
It's so stupid.
It's just two stupid dinguses
being dumb idiot jerks for 90 minutes.
Stop Podcasting Yourself.
The stupid show that smart people love.
Find it on iTunes
or MaximumFun.org. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Riley Silverman, the reason why Trump won the election.
I have, okay.
Hey, thanks, by the way.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited about this.
We have received an update, mm-hmm. an informational update
yes.
regarding the world of Wario, Waluigi, and more.
Yeah.
Riley and I just thought they turned the M upside down.
Yeah.
But apparently you are right. It is the root of a word in Japanese that means bad.
So Wario is bad Mario, Waluigi, right. bad Luigi. And for some reason, bad Yoshi is not Woshi, it's Boshi.
But only in English.
But only in English. It is Woshi in Japanese.
I think they retroactively figured out that the B would be the English language equivalent.
Sure. It sounds, listen, we've sussed it out for you. No reason to keep talking about it. Yeah. Here's all the Yoshi, Boshi information you need. You've got it. Go out into the world, live your fucking life.
Do you think there was ever any concern at Nintendo headquarters that if they just used the convention of replacing the first letter with a B, they would be doing the same thing that bloods do when they say words that start with C?
I think that was probably a concern, yes.
Yeah. by the way, the most goofily childlike thing that a murderous person does is bloods who will say...
Bupcakes.
That's really cool.
Instead of cupcakes.
That's really cool.
That's the best.
Yeah, it's like they're making up their own middle school girl language to support their murderous lifestyles.
It's like what someone does. Like I'm in Ohio. Our big rival, our college rival, is Michigan.
It's the Crips.
Yes, exactly. Ohio and the Crips, yeah. man. We're all. Yeah.
The same. We went to Santa Cruz. Our yeah. rival, of course.
The Crips.
Say it with me now. MS-13,
the world's most dangerous gang.
Oh, and yeah. College 8. Oh.
College 8, yeah. Yeah, we always changed every C word with an O from Ohio. No, Michigan is our big rival, and around the time of the Ohio State-Michigan game, people will cut the word M out of any word that has it in there, and it's the most annoying, ridiculous thing that
wow,
people do.
So
and
much
we also
work.
Murder lots of people in Ohio.
Sure, yeah.
So.
That's a part of a drug war. That's not related specifically to the game.
No. No, the game is mostly a front for warring with drugs. Yes.
Right. I can understand that.
Yeah.
When something momentous happens to you, like you really murder the shit out of your drug rival, give us a call for our segment, Momentous Occasions. The phone number is 206-984-4FUN. These folks have called in to us. Here's the first of what I expect will be several.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. Hi, guest. This is Joe in New Hampshire. After 10 years of driving a tractor trailer, I finally saw someone having sex in their car. Unfortunately, it was a guy by himself. One hand on the wheel, one hand on his stick. So as a public service message to your listeners, you should know that if you're to the left side of a tractor trailer, what we have revealed is your lap. Whether that's a momentous occasion or a moment of shame, I'll let you decide. Thanks, guys.
I guess I'm confused. How is driving a tractor trailer? Because he's higher up.
Yeah, because he's so
the
high
idea?
Up.
Okay.
So you can see down into people's cars. Mm-hmm. You can see them fucking.
Or cranking it.
Yeah.
I feel like the cranking it was way more likely to be happening than the, like, how can you fuck someone whilst driving? I guess I can see the old BJ, but otherwise,
sure.
I don't know how many ways there are to be having sex whilst driving.
Yeah, I don't either. I also don't know why the guy was surprised that this is what happened.
I think he was just disappointed.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like the dream, mm-hmm. there's two dreams that every tractor trailer driver mm-hmm. has. One is to get that case of Coors all the way to the East Coast.
To the volleyball game.
Yeah.
To spray on the female volleyball players.
No, I'm trying to describe the plot of the Burt Reynolds movie.
Oh, see, okay. I was going to pop in with Over the Top, but then you went ahead with the even more.
Mm.
Yeah. What the fuck is that movie called?
We were all
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Eastbound and Down, but that's the television show named after the theme song, Smokey and the Bandit.
Do you think that the guy was cranking it because
he had just seen Smokey and the Bandit?
I was going to say because it was Sunday afternoon and he was listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Come on.
Wait. Anticipation gets him every time.
Yeah.
Jordan. I never understood the appeal of the road selfie.
Of a weekend NPR programming?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's fun, but it's not funny.
I'm glad our president-elect is cutting all that. I know Fyodor Comics when I was like on the road and living as a man. They'd be like, yeah, if you're falling asleep at the wheel, just crank one out. And I'm like, that makes me fall asleep. Like, I don't know why that would be the best option.
Wait,
yeah.
That was something that other comics recommended to
anybody
you?
Who drives like a long distance. Would be like, not like everyone. It wasn't like a mass thing, but there was like a handful of dudes. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm falling asleep late at night. It's a good way to stay awake at night. I'm like, what?
I'm also skeptical. It's like they've never heard the old adage, J-O to you K-O. If you J-O, you're going to K-O, and you're going to K-O right off the road.
You know what they need is a trip on the Joko cruise.
Yeah. What's that?
The J-O till you K-O cruise. I think that's what happens on that cruise.
What cruise?
The Joko cruise. Colton.
What are you talking about?
Boatparty.biz. No.
No, that's our cruise. Oh. Jonathan Colton has a cruise called the Joko cruise.
Oh, okay.
I can't
and that's where you J-O till you K-O.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get on this cruise.
Anyway, moral of the story is that man was me, and I was not cranking it to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
It was Scott Simon.
sure. Nice voice.
His wisdom. His gentle wisdom in his commentary segment.
I only J-O to the Writer's Almanac, so I have a very tiny window to get it done.
Oh, got to get it done before Bird Note is over.
Is that still on? Writer's Almanac?
Yeah, totally.
I'd have to find a way to make vibration work in the car, so I'd have to have like a long-lasting battery or some sort of adapter kit that can plug into the car
lighter.
That
seems like something that there's a life hack for out
there. I mean, if you just crank up Stardate.
That's fair.
Just the pure vibrations.
Yeah, finding out about those constellations, what's in retrograde or whatever. Yeah, that's my recommendation to you. If anybody out there is looking to J-O till they K-O. Let's take another call.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. Hey, guests. This is Dan. Remember for the dick too big for their shorts club? Well, guess
what? Wait, pause it.
I just got approved with my insurance.
What did Dan do?
So I
Damn, Dan.
Back at it again with the giant cock. So I think, and I don't want to get this wrong, but I may.
Okay, I'm not going to be the one to correct you. As we have said many times on this program, I genuinely do not remember what has happened 5 minutes ago on this show, much less several weeks
ago. If I'm remembering correctly, I think Dan called us a few weeks ago, and I think that Dan was once a lady and is now a fella.
Uh-huh.
And has gotten a new schlong.
Uh-huh.
And I think the
issue... Oh, it was a pump schlong.
Yeah, it was a sort of schlong that ended up being too big for shorts.
Well, you know me being a transphobe, I don't care for this information.
Yeah. This is unsight. Let's talk. Can we get back to talking about Wario's evil dad? Cousin, brother?
Good for you, Dan.
Any of this.
Yeah.
This is very memorable. You're describing a very memorable telephone call.
So I absolutely apologize if I've gotten that information wrong, but that's the memory that I had. So, I mean, I hope we're going to get a schlong too big for shorts update.
So do you think that he called in suffering from buyer's remorse?
No, I think I think
he probably called every number he could find to tell them about what was happening.
Calling Dave and Graham. I overheard that my schlong was too big for my shorts. Any podcast that will accept calls. No, so yeah, let's hear about the schlong.
The American Apparel helpline just stopped accepting his calls.
We get it.
Yes, we know.
We're
our
not
pants
add
are too small. Your schlong is too big.
We're not
going to
add an inch. We're going under.
Oh, yeah. So why don't we play the rest of the call? I hope
hey, Jordan.
I'm right.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, guests. This is Dan. Remember for the dick too big for their shorts club? Well, guess what? I just got approved with my insurance after a lot of time battling with them, and I'm actually going to get these titties off. So, yes, I am going to be going in for top surgery fairly soon, and I definitely promise that I will call once I wake up, still knocked up with anesthesia. So, thank you.
That's the time to call. Dan gets it.
Get the get
I'm
going to
say
off.
You were right about who this caller was.
Yeah,
I have a hunch.
Sure.
Right?
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dan. Get that done before the ACA is gone.
Get that all done now.
I'm working on trying to get my my boys going by the end of the year. That's my my goal.
let's not sleep on that.
Yeah.
Dream. The impossible dream. A quick surgery before it all goes to hell.
Hopefully, Dan, you can really impress some tractor trailer drivers by cranking that new schlong on the interstate. Whip it out on I-5.
Listening to a loop of his own phone calls from podcasts talking about his huge dick.
Well, I think we got one more call. Let's hear it.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Dave calling from Louisville. I'm calling regarding the slogan, Let's Punch a Blimp. There's a Mandarin phrase, Da Fei Ji, that translates to punching the flying machine, which is a euphemism for masturbation. So when you say, let's punch the blimp, you're in effect saying, let's rub one out. So you had a very, very fun day. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's saying it like it's news.
I don't know why that's prevalent information for this program.
Yeah.
Seems... doesn't seem like something we'd be interested in.
Yeah. I just found you have a second Dave listens to the show. I'm excited about that.
Oh, man, we should make a list of the Daves we know.
Yeah, if only there was a song to go with that. Love that Daves we know. Okay, so I don't think that... So, Riley, I don't know if you how caught up on the program you are, but we came up with our slogan for this year. We have a slogan every year. This year it's Punch a Blimp. I think it, you know, it's supposed to motivate action. It's supposed to motivate a sense of no problem is too big if I just punch hard enough. But yeah, I also think cranking one out, so that fits, right?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, and this is something I would like to see happening on Twitter and on Facebook, someone managed to use like – a shortened perspective or something like that. Don't correct me, you art history fuckers. One of these tricks of perspective to take a selfie of themselves punching a blimp was in the sky.
Pretty amazing.
I thought that was pretty great. I'd like to see more of those.
Yeah.
Be careful because you might get a lot of photos of people jerking off based on what we just found out in this phone call.
Yeah, that's true. Fair. Another thing I would like. Okay, so we just created a Let's Punch a Blimp t-shirt.
It's out there. You can buy it.
You only got 1 week left to buy it.
Oh, boy.
Brian designed it. It's really cool.
Yeah. A handsome t-shirt and motivational as well.
MaxFunStore.com.
Get them.
Given that there's only a week left for this t-shirt, I would like to be receiving submissions from our – if only we had listeners who are graphic designers. I would love to get a submission for a t-shirt design that's a blimp with punching the flying machine in Mandarin written on the side of it in Chinese characters.
I like that the Mandarin think of their dongs as flying machines. I don't know if it goes both ways gender-wise. I don't know if flipping the bean is also known as punching the flying machine. Flicking the bean, excuse me.
Yeah.
But you can flip the bean if that's what you're into.
Yeah, do whatever you want with that bean.
Yeah, it's your flying machine.
Gotta get them cakes.
Gotta get them cakes. BlueRakeford.com. /JJGo. They probably don't want to be a part of this segment. Had a lovely stromboli.
Anyway, MaxFunStore.com.
Lovely stromboli from
MaxFunStore.com is where you can get that t-shirt. Only got a week left. There's a poster too. If you're one of these people, I don't like wearing t-shirts. I only wear sweatshirts.
Yeah, with nothing on underneath.
Grab a poster, grab a shirt, MaxFunStore.com. And don't email us in 2 weeks saying, I listened to this 2 weeks later and I missed my opportunity. Yeah, you fucking blew it.
Listen to it day of.
That's on you, dude.
Listen to it day of.
That's on you. Speaking of dudes, you shouldn't have been listening to Dude. You should have been prioritizing this show.
Sure.
They're great guys. We don't have any problem with them.
Listen to their show, but after hours.
Yeah, that way you'll be up to date on the latest merchandise. And hey, that person did all of the pandering. Also mentioned very, very fun day. We're going to be in Chicago February 11th. Advance tickets sold out, but going to be 50 tickets at the door.
Hell yeah.
First come, first serve. We're going to squeeze motherfuckers in there.
packing them in like cakes.
Like them cakes.
Packing them in up. Like Dan packing it in his shorts.
Packing them in like a dong in shorts.
just added to that big show, by the way, Ricky Carmona.
Ooh, you mean the best?
Yeah. How about this? Dwayne Kennedy.
Ooh, the other best?
Funniest motherfucker on earth,
jeez,
Dwayne Kennedy.
Jeez Louise, yeah.
And me and Ricky, the night before, we're actually going to have a very, very fun day party. At a bar that I've forgotten the name of right now.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It's
free, open to everybody. And me and you may remember that some months ago, Ricky was on the show. And we had an extensive discussion about his ecstatic state he reaches while DJing by himself in his room, which is what he calls jacking off. Ricky and I are going to be DJing at that party. I'm going to be playing Soul 45s.
Oh, my gosh.
Presuming that I can find a travel case for my Soul 45s.
Yeah, because you won't be able to find any of those in Chicago.
I haven't cracked open my 45s since college.
Get them out.
Yeah, going to bust open those 45s, which is what I call masturbating. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun if you're in Chicago. And if you're not in Chicago, I mean, you know, Max FunCon East, tickets on sale right now.
Okay. They're happening.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Robbie Silverman. Italian garlic and olive oil maker. I got nothing that time.
You don't need to change the nickname every time.
I know. I should learn better.
I think you've come upon regular status at this point. I think you can just have a sitting nickname.
Okay. I don't remember what I was last time. I liked the one I had last year, but I don't think I want transphobe to be my regular nickname.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, it can't be. The only rule is it can't be Explodo, because that's
that's Kurt Anderson.
I remember that.
East Coast class master.
I remember that when that was a new nickname. I remember that.
So handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So classy.
Yeah.
Gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Invented, saying that Donald Trump has tiny hands.
Kurt Anderson, Anderson Cooper. Have we seen these two men in the same place?
So classy silver foxes.
Yep.
Do you think Jordan Jesse Go listeners know that Kurt Anderson invented tiny hands?
I, if there's any people who know that, I would say that it's Jordan Jesse Go listeners.
Yeah,
if there's one kind of person who knows that.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I'm guessing from his Twitter feed that Kurt would rather not have that be newly relevant.
Get it?
That joke he thought of as a New York provincial joke in 1985. Riley Silverman, writer on International Waters. We've got a new International Waters from SF Sketchfest coming down the line.
We do. I'm flying out Saturday morning to get there for it. I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll be able to listen to that on the podcast. Jordan Morris, by the way, not just the host of Jordan Jesse Go right now. You've got another show to host.
I am guest hosting Pop Rocket while Guy Branum is off making a television show. And, it's been a lot of fun. We recorded one episode. I think that should be up and ready for listening as we speak. And, I think I'm going to be sitting in for three or four more of those until Guy gets back. Totally fun show. It's a pop culture discussion. Three terrific panelists who are great and much, much more brilliant and insightful than I am. And it's just fun to listen to them talk. So I think please tune into that. It's a very fun show.
Yeah, Jordan was super fun. I just listened to the first one on my way in, and Jordan was so funny and did such a great job hosting. I'm just very, very grateful. Like, it's impossible to fill Guy's shoes, but I was very, very grateful that Jordan was on board to do this because he did such a wonderful job.
It's a great show, so I'm excited. Yeah. I'm glad that it can continue while my guy is absent.
Yeah, fun, funny, insightful show. If you don't listen to Pop Rocket, I'm so, so proud of it. Like, one of the proudest things of anything in all of Maximum Fun that I am of. And speaking of Max Fun shit, I'm just going to throw in one last plug while we're plugging shit.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends Aaron and Brian from Throwing Shade, they got a TV show on TV Land. Watch that shit.
Hell yeah.
Also, if you are in San Francisco for Sketchfest, I'm doing shows while I'm
this
up there.
This isn't going to come out until after that.
Well, why'd you tell me about this live show then?
How about because it's going to come out on the podcast.
That's fair. That is a fair point. Listen anyway.
You know what, Riley? Get out of here.
I'm sorry.
I am so sick of transgendered people.
Being so nice and hilarious on our show. Jesus.
Riley, thank you so much for coming in and doing this. I'm glad that, it is a real... you will be here. We will be here for all gender spectrum related major events
oh,
on
good.
Jordan Jesse Go from here on out.
Good.
From you calling in that one momentous occasion 10 years ago, the first time you went out in lady clothes.
Yeah.
To you appearing on this show when I can't speak for Jordan, but I definitely did not realize that that was you calling in that momentous occasion 10 years ago,
that
even though
great.
I'd been using it as an example of a good momentous occasion for 7 years.
You hear that, Dan? I beat you to it.
Yeah, Dan. Take solace in your huge crank.
Oh, he'll probably be fine.
Yeah, Dan's fine.
Yeah. Punch that blimp, Dan.
Punch it.
Okay. Our producer, Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, known occasionally to me lately as Beef. Been calling him Beef.
The old Beef.
It's a good name because he's such a beefy beefcake of a man.
What's for dinner?
And Brian Fernandez sounds like Beef to me.
Cool.
It's a good nickname, right?
I mean,
he doesn't need a new nickname. Everybody likes Sunny D.
Yeah. Beefy D.
Oh, Beefy D.
Beefy D.
That's what we call that crank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Gotta get it.
Oh, gotta get that crank.
Gotta get that Beefy D.
Gotta get that crank. You can join us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. Always a lot of fun to be had there. Also on Facebook in the Maximum Fun group, which is very lively.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of fun there. There's also local Max Fun groups all over on Facebook now.
Is there one in your area?
Probably not if you're in Brooklyn.
This guy can't imagine.
There's only the one guy in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's the worst of the comic book store.
But other than that.
Heck yeah. What a fun show, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't we have a great time?
A lot of fun. Hashtag it JJGo on Twitter. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.